Tuesday. Hello and welcome into another edition of your favorite podcast, Burgers and Brats, now known as the Drake Stan podcast, because man, I do not want to get on that dude's bad side. That man is spitting bars, telling stories that the public doesn't know. What a diss from Drake this weekend. That's just one of the many things that happened over the weekend. You had Drake dissing the whole industry, 20v1. You got the Masters, Scottie Scheffler winning another green jacket. The NBA season has finally come to an end. We're in the play-in tournament and the playoffs, and then the WNBA draft as well. Man, there's just so much going on, and you do not want to miss on this day in history, because it is a great on this day, one that you're like, wow, that is crazy. So before I get started, make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. Get your podcast at Burgers and Brats and stay up to date with latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. Can we just start with Drake? What a diss. Push-ups? Drop and give me 50. This dude has the industry on his back. I mean, Drake, just one of the greatest lyricists of our generation of all time. He don't miss. This dude do not miss. What a diss on Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Future, Travis, Rick Ross. I mean, I did not know Kendrick was 5'5", but he made sure to tell the world. Pipe down, Pipsqueak. Seven size men's. Metro, shut up and get to drums. I mean, Rick Ross, you're 50, dude. What are you doing? Drop and give me 50. Kendrick giving 50% of his label to Big Dog. I mean, what a diss. It went so hard. I enjoyed that very much. If you haven't listened to Push Ups by Drake, not out officially yet, but it is a great one. Every time he's on a song, man, he puts number ones in people's hands. That's what he said. He puts number ones in your hands. That's what he did. That's what he's done. And especially with Rick Ross. I mean, I don't listen to Rick Ross unless, like, it's a Drake song. I mean, maybe there's other older people that listen to him, but I mean, I don't listen to him. He just gifted, man. Drake is gifted. I'm ready for this rap war. I am definitely ready for this. It is going to be fun watching all this. I don't really listen to Kendrick either. Never really have. His last album, didn't like it. I mean, yeah, he's talented, but I mean, just doesn't really flow with me. The music doesn't flow, lyrics, the beats. I mean, he can come on a feature and make it sound decent, but I mean, just straight him. Not really me. I mean, the biggest loser in all this, DJ Khaled, man. He is getting no more albums. This man is getting zero albums. No one's going to be in the studio with him, because he makes music with everyone, but everyone's going to war against each other. So he's the biggest loser in this one. So that's a little pop culture right there. You got to listen to Push Ups by Drake. Drop and give me 50. That went super hard. Now, let's start with, in the sports side, the Masters. What a weekend. I was out of town most of the weekend. Still got to watch a lot of it. It really didn't have the same feel as previous Masters. I mean, the highest score technically was Scottie Scheffler, 11 under. Second was Oberg with 7 under, and then you had a few tied for third at 4 under. So I mean, there's one and a half outliers there. Otherwise, I mean, 4 under, it gets you a top 3 finish. When's the last time that happened at the Masters? You're looking at like a top 15, top 20 finish at the Masters with a 4-under scorecard through 72 holes. The weather was awful Thursday. The winds were incredible. I mean, watching those pines, magnolias just swinging back and forth, that was interesting to watch. That was pretty cool to see. I mean, not fun for the golfers, but I mean, even Scheffler had a round of his second round, he went 72. You had Oberg finish second, go 73. Otherwise, nothing else over 70. You had your third place finisher. Well, what, Homo went 67 round one, incredible. Then 73, 3 and 4. And then Oberg 72 twice and a 71. So, I mean, wasn't super great golf. It really wasn't. And then DeChambeau just imploded. 65 under on the round one. Incredible. Incredible stuff. And then you go 73, 75, and 73. I wasn't mad to see DeChambeau lose like that. That was pretty cool. That was good to watch for me. I mean, top 10 finish, Zalatoris and Hatton. Zalatoris had a 77 and got a top 10 finish. That's remarkable. That's remarkable. That's remarkable stuff there. I was really happy to see Tiger Woods. I one under through 36. That is remarkable to me. That is remarkable to see that. I know he had the worst 72-hole performance of his career, going plus 16. Last one, finishing last out of the people who made it in the cut. Everything on Sunday was just short. Every chance he had, I mean, was a couple inches short. It was weird to see. They played hurry golf. He didn't take his time. They played super fast golf. And I mean that can kind of go into it. That can maybe go into a little bit with he played with the amateur Shipley, so a young guy keeping him fast as well, but kind of just imploded with that third day, going 82, 77 the fourth day, where the winds weren't as bad, weather was pretty good, course kind of went back to its normal ways, but yeah, just 82 was just not great, not what you see from Tiger Woods, but hey, I mean, this is first full round of golf, and I mean, who knows how long, it's been a long, long time, so I, as well as I know pretty much everyone who loves golf, watches golf, is just clued into golf a little bit. Love seeing Tiger Woods wearing red, playing on a Sunday at the Masters. That was awesome to see. I mean, many of us thought that would never happen again. I knew Tiger Woods was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen again. When people said he wasn't going to win a major again, he won the Masters. I said he was going to win another major. And he's still got stuff in the tank. I mean, that is incredibly hard course to walk. The conditions weren't great. That was his first round in a long time. He's going to get ready for the PGA. He said he enjoyed being out there. He said he liked it. He was happy with what he did. He was top 15, top 10 at the end of 36 holes. So, super happy to see that. Making his 24th straight cut at the Masters. Most ever. The greatest golfer of all time. Otherwise, I mean, yikes, guys. I mean, Justin Rose missed the cut. Justin Thomas missed the cut, shooting at 72 and 79. Wyndham Clark missed the cut, 73-78. Hovland missed the cut, guys, 71 and 81. Sam Burns shot an 80. Jordan Spieth shot a 79. Dustin Johnson shot a 78 and 79. Like, yikes. Gary Woodland, 81. Grillo shot an 83. So, it just was not great golf overall. And you had a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players finish under par. 8 total players finish under par. And 11 total finish even or under par. That is bad golf. The conditions were terrible. No one knew how to use the greens, which was surprising to me. I don't know what went into that, but no one knew how to use the greens. And going down some of this list as well, Morikawa was kind of in it. He double bogeyed the last day. Shot a 74, 4 under. Cam Smith. Everything par or under his round. Shambo had that top six finish, but I mean, he was in the, I thought he was kind of going to pull away with it. He should have pulled away with it. It should have been him and Scotty. Otherwise, I mean, a lot of plus twos, plus three, plus four, a lot of plus fours. McElroy finished plus four, Cantley plus four, Glover plus three, Straka plus two, Neiman, Fitzpatrick plus four, Jason Day, Fowler, finished plus five, Matsuyama plus seven, Mickelson, Lowry plus eight, Kepka, Thigala, John Rahm, the defending champion, finished plus nine. So it was just bad golf the whole weekend. It just didn't have that same feel. It was like, it's Scottie Scheffler being great. It's not competitive. That's just him being super great at what he does. So, no baby this weekend. Still a couple weeks out, so we'll see how many tournaments he plays. But got his second green jacket. Well-deserved. Scottie Scheffler, world number one. And it's going to be that way for a while. Long while. Next up, the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Super excited for that one. I love that one. I love that course. So, going to be watching that one all weekend. All right. Let's go into some other sports headlines real quick before we jump and look at the NBA season. Headlines, Mark Rope is the next head coach at Kentucky, was the head coach at BYU, former player at Kentucky nearly 30 years ago. Got a lot of love from the former players, so that's always good. Former players saying, hey, this is a great hire, this will be really good. Hasn't won anything at BYU, but Kentucky, Calipari leaving to join Arkansas. We'll see. We'll see how it goes down. Mark Rope had BYU at least a top 20, maybe a top 15 team, but definitely top 20 team, top 25 for a bunch of the season in the Big 12. So see how he handles Kentucky back at his alma mater. The USA basketball Olympic team pretty much announced yesterday, and we are getting some great players. I mean, LeBron, Steph Curry. This will be LeBron's fourth Olympics and Steph Curry's first Olympics, so that's going to be fun teaming up. Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Haliburton, and Drew Holiday. So, this is awesome. That is going to be so much fun to watch in the USA Olympics. I mean, this team's got to bring home gold. I think that is just awesome what's going to happen there. I'm super excited for the Olympics in Paris this summer. And then the WNBA draft is going on. Just went on yesterday. And, I mean, no surprise. We all knew Caitlin Clark, number one to the Indiana Fever. It's been a great weekend. She's went number one overall, hopped on SNL a little bit, cracked some jokes. So she's had a good weekend. And in the WNBA draft, number one, Caitlin Clark, obviously the all-time leading point skater in NCAA history, 28 points a game. And then number two, Los Angeles Sparks, Cameron Brink. So go get to live out in L.A. That'll be fun. Average 14-9 on the season out of Stanford. And then the Chicago Sky trade up, take Phoenix Mercury's pick. They get center Camila Cardoso, the center from South Carolina. She balled out that undefeated South Carolina team, went 10-8 on the season. Number four, the Los Angeles Sparks trade up, get the pick. Rekia Jackson, forward from Tennessee, averaging 18 points a game. Great standout player there. Number five, you get the Dallas Wings, taking J.C. Sheldon, guard, Ohio State, averaging 15 points a game. I don't know how she was going to go, but that one seems like a maybe a little bit of a reach. Washington Mystics, Alaya Edwards, forward out of UConn, great player, 13 points a game. And then some other big names, Angel Reese, going to the Chicago Sky, forward out of LSU, averaging 18-12, so going to Chicago, baby. Brenna Maxwell going to the Chicago Sky as well from Gonzaga. The Seattle Storm get Nika Mule, guard out of Connecticut. Salise Taylor goes to the Indiana Fever, a guard Ohio State. That would be a good pickup. Kate Martin, guard Iowa, going to the Las Vegas Aces. And then kind of in the second round, this will be the third round. Mackenzie Holmes going to Seattle Storm, Indiana Fever. Also get Leanna Correra, Sandro Sparks, Mackenzie Forbes. So Minnesota Lynx, Kiki Jefferson. So some great young women going to the WNBA. So looking forward to watching all of their careers take off, especially our girl Caitlin Clark. Hopefully balls out in the WNBA. That is going to be so much fun. And the WNBA looking to add a 14th team by 2026. And I think that, I mean, with the popularity of Caitlin Clark, I definitely think you can do that. Definitely can branch out and get another NBA team. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to watch NBA this next season. And then, man, John Sterling, the Yankees' longtime radio voice, is retiring at the age of 85, announcing he's going to retire effective immediately. So he started the Yankees broadcast in 1989, called 5,400 regular season and 211 postseason games, man. Oh, tough loss. Love hearing his voice on the radio. That is going to be, that's a tough loss for the Yankees. I mean, he was in the booth for 5,060 consecutive games from September 1989 to July 2019. Wow. Crazy. Crazy stuff there. So, gonna miss John Sterling's voice. All right, let's go into On This Day in History. Sponsored by Hefner Eye Care. Located in Oklahoma City. You can check them out on the web at hefnereyecare.com. Go get your glasses, sunglasses, whatever. Go get that eye exam at Hefner Eye Care. All right, like I kind of mentioned it in the opener, April 14th and the 15th, I mean, the craziest day in, I mean, not just American history, but I mean, like, world history. Now, this is one of the craziest, I mean, awful days. Like, not just crazy, but terrible days in history. Let's start with this one. So, 1935, Black Sunday. The severe dust storm ravages the U.S. Midwest region, and this is what we know as the Dust Bowl. So the beginning of the Dust Bowl, Black Sunday, 1935. And then these two kind of go in April 14th into the April 15th. 1912, can you guess this one? The RMS Titanic, the world's largest ocean liner, hits an iceberg at 11:40 p.m. off Newfoundland and sinks a few hours later. And then 1865. Got this one? Abraham Lincoln is killed by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. So those are some crazy, awful events in history. Let's end this one. Let's end on a good one, though. 2002. Tiger Woods becomes the third player to claim back-to-back Masters Championship. So we'll end it on a good note and on this day. Happy birthday, Butch Cassidy, Pete Rose, and Thomas Jefferson. That's on this day in history. I hope that didn't disappoint. That's one of the craziest on this days we've had for sure. All right, let's go into the NBA. What a season. 82 games in the book. And it was a good season. It was a pretty good season, not gonna lie. We had the Thunder. Who would have thought the Thunder would have came in and been a one seed? I knew they were gonna make the playoffs. I didn't know if it could be a play-in, but they come in and they get the one seed, which is pretty remarkable to do in a stacked Western Conference and being that young. In the West, came down to this last game. Three teams vying for that number one seed. First time ever, three teams vying for that one spot in the last game of the season. Yeah, Thunder with the 1 seed, Nuggets with the 2 seed, Timberwolves 3, followed by the Clippers and Mavs and Suns rounding out the top 6. And then in the play-in, you have the Pelicans, followed by the Lakers, Kings, and the Warriors. So we're getting great matchups no matter what. No matter what teams face each other, it's going to be a great matchup. In the East, we do get some good matchups. Overall seeding, this was even close. I mean, Celtics with the number 1 seed. Knicks come in and sneak in. Get that 2 seed in the final day. Bucks, 3 seed. They're going to be without Giannis for at least game 1 of the postseason, which is next weekend. Rounding out the playoffs, 4-seeded Cavs, followed by the Magic and Pacers in that 6 seed. And then in the play-in, you got the 76ers, Heat at 8, and then rounding out Bulls and Hawks at 9 and 10. So what a season. It came down to final games, and you had 5 through 7 tied in the Eastern Conference. So those tiebreakers came into effect. And, I mean, 2 through 8 were decided by 4 games. So it's pretty close in the Eastern Conference, just not for the number 1 seed. What a season for, I mean, rookies. I mean, Chet, Wemby played great. Wemby, the only player in NBA history in a single season with 1,500 points, 250 blocks, 100 three-pointer attempts. So what a season for that. LeBron James finished averaging 25 points a game again. I mean, jeez, this man is unstoppable. 39 years old, 21 years in the league. Finishes the season with 40,000 total points, 11,000 rebounds, and 11,000 assists. And obviously, the only player to ever do that in history. He also led the league in fourth quarter scoring. So, LeBron, still the greatest, but this team is a play-in team. And they get to play tonight versus the Pelicans, a team they just beat Sunday night. So, just beat them pretty handily. Going to be a rematch there. And the Pelicans are actually favored in this game. At home, Lakers staying in New Orleans. Zion Williamson having a good year, averaging 23 points a game. Brandon Ingram, six assists per game. Anthony Davis, though, storyline of the year, played 76 games. That's remarkable. That's if you haven't healthy Anthony Davis, you can go far in the playoffs and you can have a good season. So it was good to see that. I don't understand how you can go against LeBron in this. I don't. They were a play-in team last year. They were I think they were the 8 seed or 9 seed last year. They get to the Western Conference Finals as a play-in team. I'm not betting against LeBron. I can't. You can't bet against LeBron in the playoffs. So, easily, give me the Lakers in this game over the Pelicans. So, Flaker, whoever wins this game automatically faces Denver in the first round. Whoever loses gets another shot, and they will play either the 10-seeded Golden State Warriors or the 9-seeded Sacramento Kings. First game, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. on TNT. Second game, 9 p.m. Central TNT. Sacramento, a 3-point favorite in this one. Man, can we talk about last year? This series went to 7 games. Steph Curry had 50 points. Yeah, it was on about 50 shots. But, I mean, 7-game series last year. You had Draymond stomping on Sabonis. This is going to be a fun one game to watch. And, I mean, major implications. Just like Game 7 last year, Game 1 of this year, whoever loses, they go home. Their season is done. It's at Sacramento, so it's weird seeing them as a 3-point dog in this one. Fox averaging 26 points a game, Steph Curry as well. Sabonis, I mean, he had what, 40 games in a row with a double-double? This man is a walking bucket, he's a walking assist, he's a walking rebounder. He's a really, really good athlete. So these teams are pretty even. It'll probably come down to if Golden State can make their shots, if they can make all their 3-point shots. And Golden State, number one rebounding team in the league, getting 46 rebounds a game. Kings only getting 12th at 42 rebounds a game. So that's going to be a big stat there. I mean, those rebounds, if their threes aren't going in. Give me Sacramento. Give me the Kings over the Warriors in this one. I'm betting against Steph Curry. Why not? Give me the Kings at home. Light the beam, baby. And then Wednesday in the Eastern Conference, you got the 8th seed in Miami at number 7 seed in Philadelphia. These games, 6 p.m. Central on ESPN. Philadelphia, 4.5-point favorite in this one. You get Joel Embiid back. These two teams should be top three. Obviously, Embiid was out for a while, for a long time. Miami, coming off a finals run, that team should have been a top two team. They weren't a top, I think they were 5 seed last year when they went to the finals. But, I mean, that team should be at least that. They're an 8 seed. Philadelphia is a 7 seed. They didn't have Embiid for a long time, so I get that. But if they were healthy, I think they'd be a 2 seed in the East. 4.5-point favorite. Winner gets the Knicks. And I think I could pick either of these teams to beat the Knicks. I do. I would definitely pick Philadelphia with Embiid healthy. It's going to be a great series. Embiid versus Butler. That's going to be fun to watch. So get your popcorn ready. Maxey stepped up big time, averaging 26 points a game, leading assist as well. Butler, though, only the leading assist with 5 for the Heat. So got to see that rock spread around a little more. Sixers, the number one team in steals in the league. Give me the Sixers. I mean, at home, I just like the Sixers with Joel coming back over Miami. Hey, not the end of the season for Miami. If they lose, they will play the winner of the 8:30 p.m. Central game on ESPN. Atlanta, 10 seed Atlanta at number 9 seeded Chicago. Chicago, a 3-point favorite in this one. Trae Young just getting back. I don't think he'll have a minute restriction in this play-in game because every minute matters in this one. And I just played with Trae Young in 2K the other day. I think I had 45 in the first half. I was balling out with him. Balling out. Shea, 76. Had 76 points with Shea Gilgeous this weekend in 2K. So these guys, I expect big games from them. Atlanta versus Chicago, not much hype around this game. I don't think either team really has a chance of making a run. Murray's played good, 22.5 points a game. DeRozan, 24 points a game. Both teams really pretty even in this thing. Atlanta, though, they've lost at least five of the last 5 games. So there's really no hope for Atlanta in this game. Chicago, they're only 2-3. And one was a 1-point win at a terrible Wizards team. So not looking forward to this game. This game won't be as great as we're going to see later on. But give me Chicago in this one. I do like Trae Young a lot. I think Trae Young, just go him and Murray, just go out and ball out. You guys just go shoot whatever you want. You have a chance. But I like Chicago in this one. Atlanta going home. Loser of the 8-9 games play the loser. Or the winners of the 9-10 games play the loser of the 8-7 games. So, in that case, I have the Pelicans as a 7 seed defeating Sacramento. And then I have Miami advancing to the playoffs defeating Miami going to the playoffs defeating Chicago in the East. So that's my play-in predictions. I'll be back later in the week with full playoff predictions. It's going to be a fun NBA playoffs. I'm super excited for it. Some of the first-round matchups we get, they're great. I mean, we get Oklahoma City gets that 8 seed. Could be anyone. Could be anyone. Nuggets, like I said, get the Pelicans and Lakers winner. The Timberwolves get the Suns. What a great series. And then we get a Clippers versus Mavs matchup for the third year in a row. Clippers are 2-0 in that series. In the East, Celtics get a wide range of teams. Knicks, second seed, either get the Sixers or the Heat, probably the Sixers. Milwaukee Bucks get the Pacers. And remember, I mean, this is the game where Giannis wanted that 60 ball. He didn't get it. They threw the ball into the stands. He was mad. So a little payback revenge here if he's healthy. And then we get Cleveland versus Magic. I'll tell you the one series I do not care about, Cleveland versus Magic, even though it's good young people, good young players going against each other. Man, there are some great series. Jeez. I mean, you get a rematch of the Western Conference Finals in the first round. Denver versus Lakers, more than likely. I think I'm looking forward to that Minnesota Suns matchup the most. Oh, man. I mean, Clippers-Mavs. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I mean, Bucks-Pacers. I mean, you get a Knicks-76ers matchup. Knicks-Heat. Throw it back. I mean, crazy. Crazy matchups we're going to be getting. So I'll be breaking all that down and more later on in the week. Stay tuned for that. All right, let's move to the final segment, who I'm sharing my burger and brat with. A little story. I mean, not really anyone in particular, but if you guys love watching, I mean, fish swim in schools, I mean, you're just mesmerized by those. This is a great story for you. We now know more reasons why than just to fend off prey. Because, I mean, what prey is coming after you and a bunch of buddies? Well, we know it fends off prey, but it's a defensive mechanism. So, I mean, as your friend could be chopped on instead of you, being in groups actually is more silent than swimming by yourself. I did not know that. That's crazy. According to John Hopkins, a school of seven fish sounds like a single fish. I mean, their tails, their swimming just lines up perfectly with each other. And the noise reduction grows as more fish join the school. And there's no coordination between the fish is required. So I thought that was a cool little story on how swimming in a group of fish is actually more quiet and definitely lowers the chance of being preyed and attacked on. I thought it was cool. I mean, like, this shark's just going to come out and bite 50 of you. But I guess not. They're going to do that. So, share my burger brought with those fish being so smart, being able to swim in pods, knowing that it's silenter, more silent, and just saving their lives, guys. Come on, these guys are smart. I'll throw them a little burger and brat down there for them. All right, that's burgers and brats. Back later on, like I said, NBA talk, bringing down the RBC heritage, and then just whatever else is going on in the sports world. By then, it's been crazy, so. There's definitely going to be something remarkable going on then. All right, make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. Get your podcast at Burgers and Brats. Stay up to date with the latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Stay safe.